Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
All right, welcome back in. Mornings with Sharp and Hanley. Jimmy here as well. Matt DeMarinis from Detroit coming up here in a little bit. We'll ask him if he'll get a slice of Little Caesars pizza at Little Caesars Arena.
It's just better there.
How about Detroit? So, you know, Detroit style pizza has kind of taken off here in Omaha. We get a couple of places.
Backlot,
our good friends.
Yeah.
Specialize in that.
It's delicious.
There's a couple other places that have dove into the Detroit
Cops.
Pizza style.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But Detroit, not only do they have the Detroit style pizza, but remember, Domino's and Little Caesars originated from Detroit.
Domino's did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew Little Caesars did.
Tom Monahan, who founded Domino's, used to own the Tigers.
I didn't know Domino's was...
Not to be confused with Brendan Shanahan of your Detroit Red Wings.
Little Caesars, I knew. So what? So they're like the almost...
So Tom Monahan founded Domino's. Mike Ilitch founded Little Caesars.
Yeah.
Who owns the Red Wings and...
The Tigers.
He owns the Tigers. And now the Tigers, by the way, have the second largest video board in all of baseball, 15,000 square feet.
Have you gone to a game there?
Yes.
I have not. I've walked by the stadium when they didn't have a game going on. It looks like a really cool place to watch a game. Is it?
I tell you what they have done in downtown Detroit is really cleaned up. Now, there's still parts of Detroit that they're blight.
But that's everywhere.
But that edge of downtown where they built Comerica Park and then they have Ford Field right next door.
It reminds me of CHI Health Center next to the ballpark, the Chuck.
And, you know, I mean, where Little Caesars Arena is, they tore down a lot of blighted buildings and homes to build that. It's not very far from Comerica Park, but it's Hockey Town. They got a Hockey Town bar that's between Ford Field and Comerica. It's a nice little area, but Comerica Park is pretty cool. They have a lot of tribute to Tigers baseball. Like, if you were into Al Kaline and, you know, on and on and on, and Lou Whitaker and Alan Trammell. Willie Horton. I mean, the greats of all time of the Tigers. They do a really good job of leaning into their history. Yeah. It's a massive ballpark. Now, the time I went is when the outfield was ginormous. They've changed the dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a nice place to watch a ball game. It's easy to get in and out of. I wish I would have been able to go to Old Tigers Stadium. I went over and walked.
We drove by it.
Well, it's so the Old Tiger Stadium, when they tore it down. When I was there, it was still just an open field.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like everybody knew because Michigan and Trumbull. It just sits there and it's just a wide open field with no like designation of, hey, here's where Tiger Stadium used to be.
Yeah.
That ballpark always fascinated me as a kid.
I
loved watching.
Okay, I know they had the they have the Ernie Harwell statue over kind of by the entrance, right?
Yep.
Now, there's a couple others. Is there a K-line? There's a couple other statues that
there's an Al K-line.
That's what I thought, too.
There's one of a tiger.
There is. Yes, I remember seeing that one. It's
not
a big
Woods.
One. How great would that be? But I remember when we were walking around, because we were just killing time before our flight back to Omaha, the setup to where Ford Field is, and you kind of walk alongside like the base of Ford Field without getting in, right across the street is Comerica. It honestly did remind me a lot of... If Ford Field was the CHI Health Center and Comerica was Charles Schwab Field, it's almost like a very similar proximity. And I just remember we were looking for a place to eat lunch while we were walking around down there, and we couldn't really find anything. The Red Wings were playing on the road, so then we kind of followed some sweaters, but it was way the hell down. And this is when they were still going over that rejuvenation project, that entertainment district just kind of by there.
Yeah.
So Little Caesars obviously wasn't built yet. In fact, I think the last year of the Joe was...
Yeah, because Joe is like in downtown Detroit.
Yeah. And so we had to kind of take a little bit of a hike just to get to a place that we could sit down and have lunch. The way I understand it now and the way you're kind of describing it is there's a lot more options now around that area in that ballpark, which is good because it looked like a cool place. Because you could, I mean, even just walking around it, you can see into that ballpark since it kind of it kind of goes down into the ground.
Oh, now the Pistons are there. Everyone's in downtown Detroit again.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. That's
except
awesome.
Except for the Pistons on the nights they have home games. Iowa JD on this discussion about the let's all be portaling. He says, I'm hearing Patrick McCaffrey is visiting Omaha. Also, it's a 2-for-1 deal. So if you did not hear.
So Crutch is going to put Fran on the staff?
Creighton can have him. if you've not here, so Fran's son is in the portal. And immediately Iowa fans are like, this is great because dad's gone.
Yeah.
Well, the people that cover Iowa basketball on a daily basis were not surprised by this. I guess he had alluded to it like earlier in the year that this was going to be his last year playing for his dad.
Yeah.
The optics are not great when your kid wants to get in the portal. Right. But let's be honest, it is so rare, you know, the relationship between Greg and Doug playing for your dad worked out exceptionally well. Now, when you're the best player and there is no doubt that you're the best player,
right,
a little bit easier. Same with Tucker DeVries, playing for his dad and Tucker is in the portal. I wonder where he'll go. 951-1620. And I was so lucky that my dad was kind of absent while I was growing up because he was on the road as a scout for baseball. So he would come to my games, but he had no interest in being a coach. I could not play for my dad. I wouldn't want to play for my dad. And especially at a place like Iowa where, you know, it's not like Fran is going to the tournament and going to the second weekend every year.
Mm-hmm.
If you are playing for dad who is under a lot of scrutiny, and I mean, what? Patrick was on 1,000-point score. I think it was a 1,000-point score. That would be a heck of a fishbowl to be in. If your dad is not well-liked and you're on the team and you're one of the people that play a lot, he was never the best player on the team. I would never want my dad coaching. I want my dad in the stands. I wouldn't want my dad in any sport coaching. Now, some people are different. You may like, oh, man, it would have been really cool to play for my dad. For me, I would not want that.
I had an age restriction, I think, for my dad because the thing that, and I know they're listening to the show, so I'm not kissing up to your dad right now, but the thing that I probably valued more than anything in high school was those real conversations that I could have with my parents, but always just seeing them in the stands more than anything, as opposed to having to answer to him during practices or anything. So he coached me in football when I was 9, 10, 11. It was like probably between 10 and 14. He was on the staff. He wasn't the head coach, but he was on the staff. And he was, after living it, where I saw a lot of parents that were coaches even through high school for their kids and how sometimes that can be a good thing, but a lot of times it can be very uncomfortable. I was appreciative of how my dad handled that. He was, even on the coaching staff, he was the same as he was as a supportive parent. So I loved that. There are very few examples that I personally experienced where any of my friends' dads were coaches, where it was like a really cool thing, where it's like, man, where you looked and said, I wish my dad would have been the head coach. I never had that envy. I think a lot of people probably agree with that.
Maybe I look at it differently. Like Ann Prince got to coach her daughter for 4 years, but her daughter was the best player on the team.
Right.
And there was no like discussion.
Yeah, it wasn't like, she's only playing because her mom's the coach.
I was never the best player. And most of the times I wasn't even close to being the best player.
Yeah.
And I would know that if my dad was coaching and I played a lot, what would come with that? I mean, I played on what I thought was a really good, in Urbandale, it was the majors Little League, where you're 10 through 12, and the only reason that this guy was coaching is so that his son had a place and his son played a lot. And I'm here to tell you, his son wasn't very good. I was actually better than him, and that's not saying a lot. I just, unless I was the best player, I don't know that I'd want my dad or my mom coaching me because there would come with the scrutiny of, oh, he's only playing because of X. Now, I think it would be kind of funny if somebody in the Big Ten was able to get Patrick McCaffrey on their roster.
And he balls out.
Like, what if Nebraska? You know, Nebraska's like, chasing Tony Perkins, the point guard.
Like, well, we didn't get Aaron Ulis because that didn't work out with the gambling thing. He's still on the roster. Let's get another Hawkeye.
Now, how uncomfortable would that be considering the family if he's in the Big Ten and they play in Iowa City?
Yeah. And it's Nebraska. I mean, that's the thing, too. And it's also Nebraska.
And he hits a three to beat Iowa in front of his dad. And while he goes in front of his dad, he does the shooting into the veins.
That's the thing, though. Like, I didn't. Okay, you probably knew this, Gary, because you just know things. I honestly had no idea until they had the senior night that Steven Izzo was a thing. I mean, he didn't play at all.
No, he was like last guy on the bench.
Yeah, and he looks like he'd been there for like 10 years. Like, I mean, he looks like he's ready to jump onto the coaching staff there with. I didn't know that. So, and when you've seen examples of that where coaches have had kids that are on the team, they're there for practice.
Fred Hoiberg is a prime example. Up until all the injuries last year, Sam wasn't playing.
Yep.
And now Sam has had an important role, mm-hmm. and he's at least validated his dad.
Yes, he is. And I think that's a good example. Like, early on, you could say, if the injuries didn't happen and Sam was playing, there would be that conversation of, is he just getting his kid in? Now, he's done, and good on Sam, he's done enough, and he is, you're right, he's completely solidified a role that when he comes in, people are actually kind of clamoring for him to come in. If someone's going off, they're like, well, we need Sam to come in there and defend. So good on him. Yeah. But yeah, I bet early on, it's like, gosh, I really, and I don't think Fred worries about this. I don't think college coaches worry about this of, well, I really want to play my kid, but I'm worried about the perception because they know, hey, if my kid can help us win, I don't care what people think.
What was Bill Self's kid's name?
Because he was Tyler Self.
He was at the end of the bench.
That's the other guy I was thinking about. Yeah, that, and other than...
Chris Crutchfield went and... left Arkansas 1 year junior college so he could coach his sons.
Okay. I just know that other than those senior nights, a lot of them, like with Steven Izzo, just because we saw the senior night and the whole tradition of kissing the floor, it's like, is this like a graduate like manager? Is this the equipment manager? Like, I didn't even know he wore a uniform. I didn't know he had a son on the team.
And yeah, I think if you're at the end of the bench or you're the number one player, it's not a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Because
But if you are somebody that, and I mean, he played because he deserved to play, but your dad is getting all kinds of crap. Mm-hmm. And so you're, in turn, getting crap. What a weird setup over there. So you got maybe future father-in-law of Caitlin Clark,
yep.
whose son is dating Caitlin Clark, whose now other son has entered the portal, and his other son, I think, has said, I'm not coming to Iowa.
Yeah, I thought I'd heard that too. So... Not that people need fuel to fan the flames of Fran McCaffrey, but it all looks very...
Oh, the optics are
it
not
It doesn't
very
look good for Fran
Especially after the year that they had.
Right, right. But, by the way, how competitive is that family going to be?
I think I can read a tweet here. So we brought up his Twitter account before, Cyclone Larry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cyclone Larry at 69. So right when this became public yesterday, he tweeted out a GIF or a GIF, depending on what part of the country you live in. Yeah. He left because the coach banged his mom. More with Sharp and Hanley after this on 1620 The Zone.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.